Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Good morning, everybody out there.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Talk show, and you know what, okay, there's a lot going on right now. Okay, we're going to talk about a couple of things, but before we do, happy Monday to you. Here it is, Monday, February the 21st is Black History Month, but guess what? Black History is every single day. What's up, Natural Girls on Instagram? What's up, everybody on Instagram? What's up, Elaine? How are you, Elaine, on this wonderful, beautiful morning on Facebook Live? And, wow, what a morning. It is President's Day. Now, how did President's Day fall in the month of Black History? I don't know, but it shouldn't be there, but it is. So, no banks are open today. I just want to let you know. Thank you for the hearts. That's so sweet. No banks are open today. The post office is not open today. All the government places are shut down today. So, but for me, myself, and serving God and everything, I feel real good today. I feel real good today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And, you know, we're getting ready to get started. But I just want to share with you our first topic. Our first topic, and we're going to talk about this today. Tell us about someone that has made Black history. Who are they and what do they do? So today we want to talk about somebody that you know about in Black history that you know about that helped pave the way for us to be where we are today. Who are they and what do they do? That's one of our topics. We're going to talk about that. And our second topic is, are we really free? Do we have freedom and justice and equality in the United States of America? Are we really, truly free here in the United States of America? And, man, what's going on? Oh, man, what's up, Martin? How you doing? Martin, my man. Keep up the good work, Martin. You're doing a wonderful job, and you're a great boxer. You're a fantastic, phenomenal boxer. So keep on boxing your way up to the top, okay? You'll be the head of whatever you want to be the head of, because the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Go for it, all right? The opportunity is there, and it's yours for the taking, okay? Wow, I can't help it. I got to get my co-producer in the studio with me right now. Let's go to our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What's happening, my brother?
Oh, talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to my co-producers, co-hosts, especially what's going on to all the listeners? You have once again tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. Yeah, Pastor Eddie. This is Black History Month, but like you say, every day Black history is being made. I'd like to thank you, give it glory to God Almighty for you having me once again on this greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Pleasure, Brother Clarence. Oh, my gosh. Let's get Professor Reams in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Professor?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator, and good morning to our wonderful listeners. And as I say before, so sit back, relax, and have a nice, comfortable drink and your wonderful breakfast, because this show is the best Blog Talk radio show to start your Monday off on, and we get into the real deal Holyfield so that it makes it easier for it to start your week off properly. And so with our example of how God and we are one, as well as how we work together with each other, but also how we do it in love, prayer, and with devotion, and with the idea that we're going to, at the end, come out a little wiser than what we were in the prior week. So with that, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Professor Reams!
Professor Reams, oh, man, good opening. Excellent opening. Oh, my God. Okay, without further ado, let's go to Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Clarence and Professor Reams and all the listeners. I am wonderful.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Everybody say good morning to Vera.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V.
Good morning, Professor Reams. Good
Vera
morning,
Jones.
Claire.
Good morning.
And let's go to my daughter, Talana Jones. Let's go to Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Daddy, and good morning to my butterfly and to Professor Reams and to Clarence, and to shout out to everybody for the month of February. Happy birthday to you all. I love you much. Happy, happy Black History Month and Valentine's Day. I'm wishing all love, peace, and joy to everybody. Happy Monday.
All right, all right.
Good morning,
everybody. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning. Words of wisdom. Thank you.
Amen.
Now, you know what? I think I see Linda Goldie in the studio. Let's see if we... Good morning, Linda Goldie. How are you this morning, Linda Goldie?
creeping up on me, a feeling I can see it's raining. That's how I am. But I'm encouraged by all your happiness.
And the gold in the house.
Good morning, Linda. I didn't know you can sing.
Oh,
sing on.
My hug. Sing on, yes.
Hey, I like that song. I like that song, Linda. That was pretty cool.
You want the rest of
rainwater you know, now, Linda. Don't forget.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you guys, you know, and I don't own the rights, but I just want to start the show off with just a little bit, just a little bit. All right, just a little bit. Lift every voice and sing. Hey, man, anybody want to take over? Come on, Talana. Okay, Linda, you do it. Lift every voice and sing. Come on.
Well, you want me to finish
okay,
my song?
Okay,
we're gonna come back.
I'm gonna give everybody a chance to find the words on their, you know, get the words. Somebody is gonna share with us today some Black history, our national Black anthem. Lift every voice and sing, just a little bit, not too much, just maybe 30 seconds or maybe 15, 25 seconds of lift every voice and sing. But anyway, all of our listeners out there, our first topic, and I want to get right into it because it's so important. Our first topic for today. Well, first, before we talk about the topic, let's do this. Of course, City Councilman Mark Billy Thomas has been suspended October of 2021 because of some he was indicted for some activities that were taking place, him and his son. So in the wake of that, you know, nobody has been able to get anything done in that district. Nothing has been done in that district. Hey, Robin, Ken, how are you? Hey, what's going on, Vintage Sings Joy? I just want to say nothing has been done in that district because Mark Billy Thomas is not there to do it. So I even called down there for a couple of things that I needed from the city, and they said, well, right now his office is shut down and we can't do anything. So guess who they've nominated to go back into that seat again and has been in the 10th district before. And I'm going to go to one of my – I'm going to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, who do you think is going back into the 10th district that was already there? Professor, are you there? Professor Reams, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Well.
He doesn't know.
I know.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. Yes, he knows. Don't go anywhere.
Well, so let me see here.
I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, go right ahead, yeah. Professor. What's up, Shamonica Bell? What's up, Robin Kent? Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Elaine? How y'all doing, everybody on Facebook Live? Well, I'm just going to keep it real simple. Well, first of all, I want to shout out Robin Kent, Deaconess Robin Kent, and her husband. God bless you guys, you know. And I want to shout out Shamonica Bell. Matter of fact, while we're shouting out Shamonica Bell, and I'll just tell you really, really quick, Herb Wesson.
Oh.
Herb Wesson, yes, he's been in the 10th district, and, of course, he stepped out of his seat to move on to something bigger, and now they're calling him back to the 10th district. Because Mark Billy Thomas cannot sit back in his seat. Hold on. I want to do something really quick. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And I just want to ask you, do you feel, and I want to go to Professor Eames, do you feel
yes.
that Herb Wesson stepping back into a seat is a good job for the 10th district? That's where Dorsey High School is. That's where all the new buildings of the new park. The new park is there. It's, you know, how amazing. He's the one that helped put Martin Luther King Street there. He's the one that helped me put the street light there where Dorsey is in memory of one of a young 10-year-old young man that got hit by a car. And so I worked diligently to get that street light there. It's right there outside of Dorsey on right there on Rodeo. And so what do you think, Professor? Go right ahead.
Well, this is a surprise because I had a chance. You know, we're good friends with Herb Wesson. And he would have been the least that I thought was going to go back into that, because he and his wife had already talked about him going on full retirement. So I was thinking maybe farther back, or one of his assistants that was there. But it's a great choice, because he just left the district after the election. And so he would be the one that would be definitely capable of continuing the work on until the matter's resolved. So thank you for sharing that. I'm now going to see if I can give my friend the call up and tease him, saying, boy, I thought you had retired from this stuff.
Yeah, me too. I thought he retired too. With that being said, yeah. I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, thank you so much, Professor. Clarence, what do you think about Herb Weston jumping back into the 10th District as the city council member for that district, which he was for over 20 years? Well, not 20, but maybe 15 years. Go right ahead, Clarence.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, this is a great piece of breaking information to many of us who are listening to the show, and even those who's going to come back and listen to it in the archive studio. Herb Weston has been a champion for our community for decades now. To me, he would be the perfect person to sit in that seat. He's been a gladiator in our community, to bet our community, to help at every level of our community, from the homeless to those who are unemployed, to those who are employment, for our students. He's been at every step, every level in our community, a champion to better our cause and our way of life in our city. So, Herb Weston, congratulations. I like to see him in that position. I won't say that I'm disappointed in Mark Ridley Thomas, but we must pray for him, because he is a good man. And anything that you do, if you're African American, remember, you're always under the microscope. You're always under the telescope. So anything that we do out of the ordinary, other people do it all the time.
Hey, Clarence, Clarence, hold that thought.
Go ahead.
We got a caller. Just call in. I want to get the caller in. Don't go anywhere. I want to get this caller in, the 678-353 area code. Are you there? And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Annette Davis Jackson. Good morning.
Well, everybody say good morning to Mrs. Wait a minute, she's running. Now, what seat are you running for? I want to get it right.
United States Senate.
We have Annette Jackson.
All right, morning, Annette. Welcome back.
All right.
Yes.
Good morning.
Thank you.
It's good to be Annette Jackson.
Thank you.
I want to do a little quick commercial break. My cousin Shamanika Bell is one of the greatest hairstylists in the world, and I do mean the world. Hey, Rachel, what's up, cousin? Randy Lamb, what's up, cousin? Everybody's coming on, all my fams on today. And she owns Lucky Beauty Supply and Lucky Hair Salon in Lufkin, Texas. Now, if you just happen to be in Texas and you want to get your hair whipped up so good that you don't know what's going on except for your hair, see how my hair is growing? Because she has her own hair grow product. And I've been using them. And look at here. You know, there it is. Lucky Hair Salon is 704 Andrews Avenue, Lufkin, Texas, 75901. You can look it up online. And you can order those products. You know, support black-owned businesses, okay? Because we go to these beauty supplies, and all you see in there is Koreans. Koreans are sewing it up. But guess what? Hey, what's up, Debbie Taylor? How are you? Debbie Taylor on Facebook Live. Randy, your cousin Randy. Rachel Jordan, all y'all, nothing but love. Can I see some hearts out there, some likes and some hearts? And please share the show. Share the show with somebody right now. Just share it with everybody you can right now, because what we're talking about today is the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking gun. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't be falling for nothing. Last night, I had the wonderful
time of watching Nat Turner last night. Nat Turner was an insurrectionist. He was a pastor. He was a minister. He was a man of God. But what those slave masters did was they made him go around preaching to all the slaves to serve their masters. But he was preaching about God and what God wants him to do. And he got to a point to where he just couldn't take it no more. Once they beat and raped his wife, he went bananas, and he had an epiphany from God that he should get some revenge for what they did to us. Now let's know that slavery is still going on right now. It's not like it was. You're not in shackles and chains anymore. That's why our second topic today is, are we really free? And wherever you are listening to this, I want you to think about this. Are you really free? Because you got a little property. Some people can still come up to your door and tell you what to do in your own house. The government can walk in your house today and tell you what to do. They can tell you when to put on a mask and when to take it off. So we're going to talk about, are we really free, for our second topic. Our first topic is Black History Month. Let me get it right. Tell us about someone that has made Black history. Who are they and what do they do? But one more time, I want to shout out my cousin, Lucky Beauty Supply and Lucky Hair Salon in Lufkin, Texas. And one more time, I'm going to give out the information, the phone number, write it down if you want to, 318-461-9972. 318-461-9972 is for the hair salon. And for the beauty supply, go ahead on, cousin. I love you, fam. Lucky's Beauty Supply, 102 Hoskins Avenue, Lufkin, Texas, 75901. The number is 936-632-2450. 936-632-2450. You want your hair to grow like mine? No bald spots up there. Yeah, I'm I'm up in age. Yes, and I'm loving every minute of it. And I'm thanking God every day for prosperity, for provisions, for ordering my steps, and for keeping me in a good portion of health and strength. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom my blessings flow. Let's go back to Herb Wesson. I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, without further ado, how do you feel about Herb Wesson stepping back into the 10th District as the councilman for the district over there? How do you feel about that? Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
Well, I feel it's a great idea because he has always been another voice for us in the community, especially in South Los Angeles. So, great. We have someone that has experience, and let it begin.
Amen, amen. Now, Elaine Newell said, Martin Luther King fought for our rights, our civil rights. That's what she said, and I saw some hearts. Thank you for the hearts, you guys. And Sheila Timberlake said when she heard that Herb Wesson was coming back, she said, H-E-double-L hockey stick, no. And that's just putting it lightly. I don't normally – but that's what someone said on Instagram, okay? I'm just sharing it with you guys. That's on Instagram. Let's see. I'm getting texted as we speak here. All right, hold on. Let me look at my text. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, somebody said, heck no, they don't want to see him there. But guess what? He's going to be there. Herb Wesson will be the next. Yes, he will. Cousin V has just sent me to sports. And we're going to get to our sports report later on in the show. We have words of wisdom for you from Solana Jones. Hopefully we'll have Melanie Aubrey with Financial Literacy. We'll have co-producer Clarence M. Allen will regulate the manual. We'll have Professor Reams with the commentary. We'll have Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. We'll have Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental Health and You. And we want to break the stigma on mental health because a lot of people that were shut in the house for all that time who have post-traumatic stress syndrome, that's what I call it, COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's why people are just flipping the world, just flipping out and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They just had a big old police chase this morning and all guns out on the guy live on the news. And thank God he was smart enough to get out and put his hands up and lay down face down on the ground because they were about to turn the heaters on and it was going to get hot, over 150 degrees in a matter of seconds. So thank God he just gave himself up. He just wanted his 90 seconds of fame, and I guess he has it. And now he'll be definitely incarcerated and charged with a multiple things, multiple charges. So if you feel COVID-19, post-traumatic stress syndrome coming on, don't go take a truck and hit somebody and kill them. Don't go do something crazy. Be patient, start praying, and wait for God to give you the answer that he's going to give you to make you feel better than anybody or anything else could make you feel on this planet called Earth. We serve a mighty God. And I know we talk about civil rights and constitutional rights and human rights, but we also talk about God. With that being said, I want to go to Annette Jackson. Annette, you are our guest on the show here today. Well, how do you feel about Herb Weston going back into the 10th District since Mark Willie Thomas is suspended indefinitely for being indicted, him and his son? How do you feel, Annette?
Well, he's been around for a long time. The one thing that I know about certain people is they have to navigate systems. And right now, he is the best man for the job because he knows how to navigate systems. Now, what I do believe that since he's been appointed to take over the unexpired term of Mark Willie Thomas, this is a time for citizens to let him know, what do you want in your community? Since you're taking over,
right,
what didn't
right
get done, what can be done, how it should be done, and put your money where your mouth is, appropriate the money for communities. What I find is when Black America gets into power, that our communities are not built up. So I suggest that the people begin to write him and tell them what they want in their community and let him facilitate it. Even if you have to write how much money that you need, what's it needed for. If you
right
want your community cleaner, you then guess what? Put it on paper, write a proposal, and have him facilitate it.
All right,
wow,
thank you so much.
Great.
Let's give a hand for Annette Jackson. She's running for senator in the state of Georgia. She's going to be running for senator, and we're going to talk about that in a little
while. Well said. Well said.
Wow, very well said. Talana Jones, how do you feel about Herb Weston, who used to be the city council member in the 10th District? That's where Dorsey High School is. Of course, you went to Dorsey, too, and so did I. And all the Dorsey Dons. Shout out to the Dorsey Dons that are on the line, Sheila Timberlake and everybody. That's where your dad put the streetlight at, and for Demaria Grant, who was hit and killed there. And I want to thank Herb Weston for supporting me. That is a $100,000 streetlight that we put there, and you can see it. His name is up there and everything. And it took 3 years to get that light up, but we got it up there, and it's there right now. It's historically there for life. So that's part of what the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association has done and will continue to do in our community. We must continue to fight for justice and equality. And like our future senator of Georgia just said, we have to write down what we want to happen in our community. So I dare you to make him do his job, okay? The 10th District, if that's who's going to be, Herb Weston is going to be the council member for us, let's make him do what he is elected to do. Now, he also was a city council president for a long time, so he was over the entire city council. So as she said, and as the professor said, he knows how to navigate through the system. He knows how to get the money for our community. He knows what he needs to do to start up programs for the kids, after-school programs for our children. He knows how to do that. He's been doing it. So who would be better than to step in that seat and get the job back started so we, the constituents, we can go down to the office and talk to somebody, ask somebody what to do, and get his executive team, his chief of staff, and everybody back at work in the 10th District. If you like what I said, everybody on the show, just clap your hands for getting it back going again in the 10th District. Let's go, 10th District. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. You know, everybody pays taxes in the 10th District, okay? We deserve to have someone to lead us, someone that will hear our cries, someone that will do something about what we're talking about, someone that will come in there and walk that walk and talk it and walk it, okay? So it's a song called Walk It. Walk It Out. Yeah, so walk it out. Anyway, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Talana Jones, come on in. What do you think about Herb Weston taking over, going back into the 10th District as a city councilman?
I think it's great news. I do know the history of the work that Mr. Herb Weston has done. And during the pandemic, I can share my version of his you know, accolades. During the pandemic, he brought Wi-Fi and computers for children who did not have access during the pandemic. He has made affordable access for low-income families. I have seen him also come here and visit my building. So I'm grateful. I'm awesome. Praise God for helping with the DeMario Grant stoplight. I was with time when it happened, so I did recall and I remember how difficult it was, you know, just to get through that transition. So shout out to our question and you guys. And
I don't know if you're using your earpiece or not, but your phone's going in and out. You might want to put it on speaker because you're kind of cutting off a little bit.
Okay, excuse me. How about that?
That's fantastic. Go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. I just want to say shout out to Herb Weston and you, Dad, for tremendous community work. And I pray that, like everybody on the panel has said, that we make him, you know, an example of understanding how, you know, we all do need help and everybody. I would say more than anything, I think the youth and our new youth need mentorship and etiquette and learning from our elders right now. So possibly, yes, there are some things that I would love to address and ask Mr. Weston, and I pray he be open to it. So I will be one of the ones to count me in to put in the community work and also affect change too. So I love that. Anything that we can do to be a part of change, I'm there. So thanks, Dad.
Yes, good. All right, fantastic, wonderful. I got to tell everybody this. The day that the DeMario Grant got hit and killed on that street, his mom called my organization and said, "Can you come down, Mr. Jones?" And I went down there, and you know, it was right before Christmas. That's why I'll never forget. And we went to her house, and all the other kids were there. They were all sad because they lost their brother. So I called Herb Weston, and I said, "Herb, this is Eddie Jones from the LA Civil Rights Association." He said, "What do you need?" I said, "There's a family. Their Christmas has just been ruined. They lost their 9-year-old kid. He got hit and ran over. Do you know what Herb did?" He said, "You know, he called me up and he invited me to his office. He said, 'We're going to give those kids a Christmas.' And on Christmas Day, early in the morning, like 7 o'clock, I met with Herb Weston. We put on our Christmas hats. We took the family toys. Herb bought a gang of toys. I mean, a bunch of toys for everybody there, all ages, and even the mother, because she was a single mother at that. So we took the toys. We also took a full dinner, full Christmas dinner, a whole turkey, dressing, all the fixings that go with it to that family that day, right on Christmas Day. And that was one of the best Christmases I ever had in my life. And I'm getting emotional thinking about it, that he went beyond the call of duty, and we did that. And then right in front of her, he said, "We are going to support the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association in putting a streetlight here." And it was done. So I want to thank also Kimani Black, who works with him. He's on the chief of staff. So I want to thank Kimani Black. I want to thank Herb Weston and all the rest of the chief of staff that worked with Herb Weston. I got nothing but love for y'all. Y'all have done some great things. And now the 10th District is getting a brand new park. It's called Obama Something Complex Center. Oh, Obama Sports Complex Center. They put over $20 million in this project. Brand new swimming pool, brand new everything. And the field looks really good. The football field looks good. They are rehabilitating, rejuvenating, and restoring Rancho Park, a.k.a. Obama Sports Complex. So, of course, he's the one who broke the ground on it, Herb Weston. And now they've elected him back into there. And he's going to now, when they break the ribbon and cut the ribbon and break the champagne bottle, he's going to be right back in the office. He's the one that started it. And in between that time, Mark Billy Thomas got booted out, and now he's coming back in right as they finish this multi-million-dollar complex. Isn't that amazing? That is so amazing. Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Without further ado, let's get on our topic. Let's get on our subject matter. Tell us about someone that has made Black history. Who are they and what do they do? So I want to start with Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson, give us someone that has made Black history and tell us who they are and what do they do. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
There is a woman who made Black history. She was a sculptor, Selma Burke.
Wow.
Selma Burke. She sculpted Roosevelt. And another gentleman got credit for it, and it's now the dime.
Wow.
That's it. It's Selma Burke. She was a sculptor who sculpted Roosevelt on the and she put it, she did it so amazingly well, and then a gentleman named Sinners came behind her, and they picked that particular sculpture to put on the dime, and she really never got credit for it, but she was the impetus for the dime.
Wow, that's an amazing.
Selma Burke.
All right, let's give her a hand, man. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good. I want to go to, that's good. Linda Goldie, all the way down in Oregon. Linda Goldie, tell us someone who has made Black history, and what did they do, and who are they?
Well, my favorite person is always George Washington Carver and all the inventions that he did in a time when slavery was still, going on, and that he actually got recognition for it. That was amazing. And also, I can't remember the lady's name, but the lady who did the Underground Railroad to smuggle the slaves into the North.
Wow. Somebody just texted me. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Somebody just texted me and said, congratulations to Simone Biles. She got engaged to the NFL player, Jonathan Owens. So that's Black history, too, because she's one of the best gymnasts, if not the best gymnast in the world. That's right, Simone Biles, the gymnast. She's engaged now. She's going to be getting married. She's engaged to Jonathan Owens, and they've been dating since 2020, and here it is 2022, and they're getting ready to tie the knot. What a lucky man to have such a good woman. I mean, she's a good young woman, and she's a great athlete, and she is still the best gymnast in the world. Amen. Let's clap it up for Simone Biles. Simone Biles. And Jonathan Owens, football player. Now I want to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, without further ado, Professor, just step up and tell us about someone who has made Black history. Who are they, and what do they do? Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, one thing about it is that over the years, many of us have grown up on the Westerns and the cowboys and things to that effect. And one show that people might remember was The Lone Ranger. Well, it's been revealed that the inspiration from The Lone Ranger came from a gentleman named Bass Reeves. And let's show you what his history was like. As he was a slave in history. However, but escaped west during the Civil War, where he lived in what was known as the Indian Territory. Now, he eventually became a deputy U.S. Marshal, was a master of disguise, an expert marksman, and had a Native American companion and rode a silver horse. And the historians say there was a short period of time where he rode a white horse, and also he gave his signature by giving silver dollars to the folks. So if this is not as close to the Lone Ranger as you can get, then I don't know what to tell you. But it also adds that he was one of many of the black cowboys that was in the area, because during that time, it was a quarter of the legendary cowboys that we think of were African American. And the one thing that's always missed is that the word cowboy was considered a derogatory term used to describe black cowhands. So as you can see how over the years it's become very positive, as we said last week, how things kind of turn around. Now, when you think about the Lone Ranger, now you have a basis for it because he stood at 6'2". He was said to have superhuman strength. He was also was able to speak in different languages, as well as the ability where he was very overpowering, where he had thousands of arrests and only a few kills, and was well-respected during his time as a marshal. So the total is that he had 3,000 living felons that he had arrested and 14 men that he had to kill in self-defense. So in ending, Bass Reeves definitely was an inspiration for the Lone Ranger and for many of us who grew up on the show. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
That's amazing.
Let's give a hand about that. That is some good information right there. Man, that's some black history right there.
Amen.
Wow. Wow, amen. Further ado, I want to, you know, I wish I could get Sheila Timberlake. Call into the show, Sheila. And I just want to say to Lee's, I want to say hello to Lee's, stage one. Okay, stage one. Thank you for joining us. Wherever you are out there on Instagram, thank you for joining us. I waved at you. There we go. And everybody on Facebook Live, I want to shout out my cousin Randy out there in Arizona, my son Ishmael. I see you guys out there. I see you, Debbie Taylor. Thank you, Shirley. Shirley, my sister. I'm going to be marrying you guys this sometime next year, I guess, and I can't wait to perform your wedding. So I want to shout out my brother Eric, who's getting married to Shirley. I blessed their rings, and I blessed their engagement already, and I'm looking forward to marrying you, too, in the very near future.
Amen.
That's what pastors do. Amen. Amen, Vera. Well, now that we have Vera in the line, Vera, come on. Tell us about someone who made black history, who they are, and what do they do. Take the floor, Vera.
Well, this is a beautiful woman that even has a movie out, and Madam C.J. Walker, because she was the one that invented black hair care for women. She made different beauty things like hair oils, shampoo, conditioners, and the pressing comb. Can you imagine Madam C.J. Walker? And she started it because she had a scalp disorder, so she wanted to put some healthy items together to create something for black hair. And I know she used a lot of sulfur and beeswax with some type of violet perfume and coconut oil.
Wow. That's amazing. So let's give a big hand for Madam C.J. Walker. And while we're talking about Madam C.J. Walker, I can't help but say this. Madam C.J. Walker owned a Rolls Royce back, this is during slavery, okay, y'all? Madam C.J. Walker was driving a Rolls Royce. She did not play. She was a real entrepreneur. She knew how to whip up some hair. And to this day, anybody that's doing hair is making some serious money because, boy, I tell you, people spend a lot of money to get their hair hooked up. But guess what? That's what they do. They make you look better. And at that time, Madam C.J. Walker was dealing with all the people who wanted to come and get their hair done and look great, because we were looking great then. Even though they tried to make us not look great, we were still looking great then. We always been looking good. That's why they're so upset, because we look so good. I can't help it. You know, we age gracefully. You know, our melatonin, our skin, God, he broke the mold when he made black people and African Americans. I'm just saying, because whatever you do, if you get 1 ounce of African American in you, you're African American. Period. End of story. End of story. Amen. End of story. Okay, I'm gonna leave that right there. I want to shout out astronaut Mae Jameson, astronaut, black female astronaut, physical engineering, and she was an engineer. And she went on the Endeavor into space and went all the way to the moon, okay? And Mae Jemison, you can look her up. And actually, I had the privilege of going to school with her at one point in my life. And now she's retired. She's still alive. And she was the first black woman to go on a mission to the moon and go there and come back and still making history to this day. Mae Jemison, you can look her up. Without further ado, I just want to say to you right now that we're talking about black history, which is not a mystery. Black history is every single day. It's not only one day. It's not only one month. It's 365 days a year. Every day is black history. Somebody, African American, is making history right now with some sort of invention, with some sort of task, with some sort of job. So I want to go right now to, let's see, who haven't we? Clarence M. Allen. Come on, Clarence, take the floor. Tell us somebody who's making black history and who they are and what do they do. Go right ahead.
Let me begin by the beginning of the show, Pastor Eddie, when you said it takes every day. Our history goes from the beginning of time. It, you know, our history is not just limited here to the United States of America, but first we must give prominence to Carter G. Woodson, the godfather of the celebration of Black History Month. But I like to go a little farther back, and I like to go into our motherland, into Nzinga Mbande. She was the queen of the Mbutu kingdoms of the Ndongo and the Mantamba from 1624 to 1663 and from 1631 to 1663, located in the present northern Angola. Born into the ruling family of the Ndongo, Nzinga received a military political training as a child. She demonstrated an aptitude for diffusing political crisis as an ambassador to the Portuguese Empire. She later assumed power over the Ndongo after the death of her father and brother, who both served as kings, and would go to conquer Matamba. She ruled during a period of rapid growth in the African slave trade and an encroachment of the Portuguese Empire into Southwest Africa in an attempt to control the slave trade. And Nzinga fought for the independence and stature of her kingdoms against the Portuguese. Wow. In a reign that lasted 37 years. And one thing about this queen, she was very intelligent. She put the Portuguese, I believe, against it was the French, because they both were after that resource in that land, and she would use one against the other. And in one meeting with the Portuguese ambassador that she went to go meet that didn't provide her a chair, she had one of her helpers to stoop down on the knees and hands, and she sat on the back so she could sit equal with that Portuguese ambassador. So our history, we have to go beyond the United States and study the greatness like Shaka Zulu, you know, the great king warrior. We have to go and read about others, you know. So it's just so much out here, and we need to study ourselves so we know who we are.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Let's give Clarence.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. That was great. Now I want to go back to our Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson. You know, black history, let's talk a little bit about Don Cornelius, who in 1971 had his show syndicated on the big screen television, a show called Soul Train. I actually danced on Soul Train a couple of times, and I remember that show became so popular, and he was the only African-American black man to have a show of that magnitude in that time when it wasn't popular for that to happen. And I tell you, Soul Train eventually outdid American Bandstand. And you know how long American Bandstand was on it. It was the only Caucasian show for dancers. And if you got on there and you were black, you had to be very lucky. But eventually they started putting blacks in there. When they saw Soul Train come out, they had said, well, we better, you know, get some African-Americans in here on American Bandstand. But Don Cornelius had to battle in and out the courtroom to make Soul Train what it was. It wasn't an overnight sensation. But from 1971 to 2005, which eventually, well, now it's been 50 years ago since Soul Train started. But from 1971 to 2005, and even right now they got a channel if you still want to watch Soul Train, it's on to this day. So I want to go to Annette. And Annette, what do you think about Don Cornelius, who started the show Soul Train and got it syndicated in 1971?
Well, I love. You know what? Soul Train was what we see, uncensored, pure fun, right? And to me, that was health and wellness. When people danced on Soul Train, I mean, they made sure that they had the right move, okay, for everything. The one thing about Soul Train is that it was owned by BET Networks, right? And I think now it's owned by Viacom. And I think at one point in time, Magic Johnson had something to do with Soul Train, but I'm really not sure. But I really today want to know who owns the syndication for Soul Train. Because what I find with Black America, when they have great ideas, what happens like Soul Train and they get syndicated, you know, that something happens with the ownership, okay? We seem to sell out the same way that Michael Jackson had to give Little Richard back his masters. So I love Soul Train. I'm thankful for Don Cornelius. You know, when you see Soul Train today, it is amazing. I went to the Soul Train picnic, and it was so amazing. And those dancers still go out and do things. And so us as a health and wellness company, we're working with the Soul Train dancers to really bring back dance the way that we know it, because people don't dance today. So I love it.
Yeah, wow. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Now, I want to
go.
Amen. John Cornelius. Yeah. Now, I want to talk
about someone else.
I'm sorry. Was that you, Annette? Go right ahead.
You know what? Yeah, I just want to say one thing. And I was the best dancer at Fairfax High School in Los Angeles. I just had to throw that in.
Oh, my gosh. Watch out.
I just had to throw that in.
Wait a minute now. Wait. Hey. And then I beg to differ, because I was the best dancer at Dorsey High School. How about that?
You all were.
And that was good. That was healthy. That was healthy.
Good
that
competition.
Was healthy.
Yes.
Very healthy. I think we all like to. I know my sister cuts the rug real good. I mean, she's a, you know.
Well, Eddie,
of course,
you know what the best thing about Soul Train was for me is that I was so excited Saturday morning because I knew I was going to get up early, get dressed, and take on that style, that free dancing. And I love that he would say, "Love, peace, and soul." And the afros, the bell bottoms, the platforms, the Soul Train line was the best. And you know what? Still to this day, well, we haven't had many parties, but still to this day, we still do the Soul Train line.
Yes, we do. We still do the Soul Train line.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, Go right ahead, Professor.
Yes. And Pastor Jones, we've got to remember that many of the dancers and dancing is, of course, with a nip. Well, just that all the experimenting that was done, because I was also involved in locking and pop locking and all that time during that period. So anything that was going to be happening.
That was Andy.
You could come out with something.
Yes.
You're so right, Professor. I mean, I used to pop lock and dance at the Dorsey Games. It was a team of
us.
And, of course, you know, and then I went down the Soul Train line on Soul Train a couple of times, and it was just one of the most memorable. A lot of people don't know you had to bring clothes for, like, two acts. They would shoot two shows in one day. So you would have to bring enough clothes to switch clothes while you're, you know, back there. And, and the good dancers would be up front, and then the mediocre dancers would be there, and then just, you know, but it was really great because a lot of people I remember were on the show, like Grady Harrell and Daryl Ross and other people that I went to school with from Dorsey, Fairfax, Palisades, that was on that show. I remember that Don Cornelius made a lot of people famous on his show, people that would not have received the chance to be on TV on another show were featured on his show. And that's where Janet Jackson got one of her starts. She had a single, Something About Love. And she did it on the Soul Train. If you go back and look at the tapes, every group you could ever think of, the Stylistics, whoever, the Young Hearts, the Temptations, everybody's been on Soul. James Brown, you know, they all been on Soul Train. So they all came up the ladder on Soul Train. Go right ahead.
And what was interesting was that Soul Train promoted some of the local clubs like Maverick's Flat and also Total Experience.
Yes, they did.
So that's where a lot of the connection between what was in the black community and what was going on with Soul Train and also clothing as well as inspiration, even in management, allowed many of the folks that you've mentioned to not only get into the industry but also move on to other areas. So well said, Pastor Joe.
Wow. Now, we're going to switch reels for just a moment here.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
can
sir.
Can I get you, Annette, and Professor Rings up right now? We'll have this dance contest live on the Eddie Blog Talk Show.
Yes, because we're moving.
Hey, let's do it.
That would be good.
Okay.
Also make sure
that's going to be so much
fun. And the paramedic ready just in case.
Next Monday, hopefully we'll be on Zoom along with these other social media outlets. We'll also be on Zoom so we can see everybody that's listening to the show who wants to be on or seen. They can turn their cameras on, and if they want to dance too, they can dance with us. So we'll be upgrading and going to Zoom, and still we'll be on Instagram and Facebook and blogtalkradio.com. Oh, by the way, if you want to call into the show and you want to say something about black history, dial 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and you can tell us who your famous, wonderful black history person is that you remember. So right now, without further ado, I want to talk about one of these guys who made the best cookies in the whole wide world. He became a millionaire, Famous Amos. If you remember Famous Amos, clap your hands. Remember Famous Amos cookies? Clap your hands. Only one person remembers Famous cookies? Come on, you guys. I know everybody on this line remembers Famous Amos. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Famous Amos came out, wasn't that in the 70s, Professor Rams? Yes.
Yes, the 70s. During the 70s because it started out small, and then, you know, he was able to get it to the popularity grew until it was a full working business and even almost a mogul in the 80s, because by that time everyone, it was in the stores, but, you know, it started off, word of mouth and then grew. And then as it got popular, then it was in the stores and he covered everything he could put in as far as his products. So, yes. And he also goes to trying to use all the most healthiest recipes and fresh and everything to make sure that each cookie was perfect. And so when you taste it, it melted in your mouth, the whole nine yards.
You know, Famous Amos Cookie, thank you so much, Professor Reese. Famous Amos Cookie became a multimillionaire making cookies. His cookies were in every store, every grocery store. Wherever you go, you can find Famous Amos cookies. Matter of fact, Famous Amos outdid a whole bunch of other Pillsbury and everybody else. I mean, Pillsbury was mad at Famous Amos for coming out with Famous Amos cookies. let's just keep it real. He made a lot of money. But in the end, he ended up selling his rights to Famous Amos. So now it's owned by another company. But they still sell Famous Amos cookies. And without further ado, let's see what time do we have. We still have time for a little bit more. It's time for some poetry. Let's cool it down a little bit. Let's go to Linda Goldie, and let's get some poetry. Linda, take the floor. Linda Goldie, and give us poetry and motion.
Okay, this is called Sometimes. Sometimes life is like molasses, slow and sticky till it passes, and there is nothing you can do to hurry it before it's through. Sometimes life is beehive busy, like you're shaking something fizzy. It might overflow wherever you may go. Sometimes nothing seems to fit because you've grown too big for it, and maybe now it's out of style. But wait a little while. Before you try to change your lot, think of blessings you've still got. Hands that work and legs that walk, eyes that see, a voice to talk. Then if you're missing something small, count your blessings overall, and you will find a number more than anything you're wishing for. Thank God for all this life provides. The highs and lows and bumpy rides are only there for training to gain rewards remaining.
All right. Let's give it up for Linda.
Linda Golding.
That was nice. That was really nice. Poetry in Motion. Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon, the state of Oregon. Linda, how's the weather out there in Oregon right now?
Well, it's drippy. That's why I came up with that little song.
No, that was a great piece of poetry right there. I have both of your poetry books here. I read them, and your poetry is immaculate. It's phenomenal. Okay, all right. Without further ado, our second topic is let's go to our second topic. Are we really free? Are we really free as a people? And what does freedom mean to you? And are we really free? Even though we have a house and a car and some money in the bank, are we really free? So I want to start off with, I got to go to Annette Jackson, on this one, because she's a political person. I know she's also a woman of God, but right now, freedom seems to be like politics, a whole bunch of junk. Are we really free? And Ed Jackson, take the floor. Are we really free? And what does freedom mean to you?
Well, what freedom means to me is if I can walk outside my door, if I can put my key in my door, if I can put my key in my car, I'm free. I'm totally free.
All right.
Freedom, I believe, is a state of mind, right? We know that what we've been through, and I can say that I have not been through that because I did not pick cotton. So I thank the cotton pickers, okay? Because what it did, it escalated our existence to 2022, where we can amass all of the dreams, goals, and desires that we have. I know a lot of things trap Black America, redlining, not being able to get money at the bank. But let me tell you, there is always the ram in the bush, right? Whatever that you want to do, there's somebody, if you keep pressing toward a mark of the Most High, in Christ Jesus, God will give it to you because he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Man, I'm clapping for that. He owns everything. He owns everything. And let me tell you what freedom is. When I'm an English major from Spelman College, so freedom is ability, exemption, flexibility, immunity, opportunity, power, privilege, and right. Let me tell you, nobody has to tell you that you do not have the right to be on this earth. There's a purpose for all of us. And guess what? God created us. He gave us the breath. If we can talk, let's get busy. And the reason I say let's get busy, because freedom means that you can go get what's yours, okay? You can go get what's yours. There is a door. It's your door. You have to create your own floor. You got to recreate what your eye sees, even given the size. You got to say bye to the thoughts that make you weak. We have to get strong with freedom. It won't be long until you get what's yours if you just go ahead and name your door, okay? You have a core value with inside of you. Don't deviate from anything that you have. You need to write your own form, and freedom is go get what's yours.
Wow, let's give a big hand for our future senator of the state of Georgia, Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson, that was beautiful. That was an amazing, beautiful share right there. I really appreciate that. And that's going to take me over. Without further ado, I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones, who does Words of Wisdom. Talana Jones, without further ado, Are we really free? And if we are, what does freedom mean to you? Take the floor, Talana. Go right ahead.
When you say freedom, I think free will. We all have the will and choice to do what is necessary to go after and get the things that we do want. We also have a voice, and we've had a voice because of our the people who paved the way for us to be exactly where we are to speak up now. So I believe that God blessed us to be born in this era to affect change now. So
hey, Charles,
we all freedom is a state of mind. I absolutely agree. Just as in affecting change and being proactive and also giving community, like community love, community-based work, giving any type of time to devoting and affecting change is freedom to me. So I thank the people who do represent that change and freedom. So, yes, Dad, I would say, and as far as right now, in a certain sense, freedom, with police brutality, with the pandemic, with the COVID virus and the post-traumatic stress trauma that we have to go through, who are vaccinated and who aren't vaccinated, I mean, it does show a lot of stereotype and racist issues, but I agree with freedom being a state of mind. So it's not what people say to us, it's what we answer to. Thank you.
All right. I like that. It's not what they say.
Amen, Talana.
Okay, I like that. Amen. Well said, Talana. Well said. I want to shout out my cousin, Charles Jones. Charles and Lori Jones, I love you guys and the kids. God bless you guys out there in Arizona. I want to shout out everybody who's on Facebook Live right now. Jackie Denby, what's up, fam? What's up, fam? Jackie Denby, how you doing out there in Connecticut? God bless everybody out in Connecticut right now. Elaine Newell out in Connecticut. Elaine Cosley out there in Orange County. All of you guys that are from all over the United States that are listening to the show, I just want to send a shout out to Atlanta, Arkansas, Texas, Chicago, Detroit, New York. I see all you guys on the show, and I appreciate you guys. And everybody's listening from around the world. Like the people that are listening from Russia right now, thank you, Russia, even though we got something going on. Thank you, everybody listening in Canada. Thank you so much for listening in Canada. Thank you, everybody that's listening in Norway, and everybody's listening in Egypt and Africa and South Africa, too. Thank you guys so much. It means so much that you're listening to a civil rights talk show in the United States of America right here in Los Angeles, California. From Los Angeles, California, around the world, I send a big shout-out to everybody on Instagram and Facebook Live right now. Y'all know I love you. Right now we're talking about, are we really free? Are we really free? Do we have freedom and do we have justice? Do we have equality? Are we really free? We still got to renew our civil rights bill. Are we free? We still got to fight for the right to vote, but are we free? And I like what Annette Jackson said. I love what Talana said. I have to go. And if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you could just type in how you feel if we're free or not. You could just do a short sentence, and I'll just shout it out what you say. You know, if you feel like we're free or you feel like we're not free or where we at in freedom in 2022, because I've seen us go backwards a little bit in 2022 when it comes to some of the racial situations that are taking place that are just actually unbelievable that you can even have to go through something like that in 2022. Now, I know what happened in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, but I thought we left all that back there in yonder in the field somewhere. No, I never picked cotton, but I thank God for the people who did pick cotton to pave the way for us to be where we are today, to have a right to do the things that we do. And without further ado, I'm going to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones. Are we free? Are we really free? Do we have freedom and justice and equality? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Vera.
Are we free? I feel that, yes, we are free. And I feel that we're free because God created us that way, to be free, and we have freedom of change, freedom of expression, and we've come a long way, and we still have a long way to go. However, we're overcoming so many things, and I agree with Anat and Talana. And freedom is powerful, and we're always powerful with strength and numbers.
Wow, thank you so much, Vera. That's amazing. Yes, we strength does run in numbers, and I thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Now, in essence of time, it's 10 minutes after 10, but we're going to go around this whole circle because I want to know what freedom means to you. So I'm going to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie out there in Oregon. Linda, what does freedom mean to you, and are we really free? Go right ahead.
I feel like we're not free. I don't care what color we are. The government has us under their thumb, especially with this COVID stuff. But with anything else, you know, they're dictating everything that we do, everything, you know. I don't know. I don't feel free.
Wow. Okay, well, let's give a hand for Linda Goldie because that's her opinion. And she says she doesn't feel like we're as free as we could be because the government is, you know. And you look, Linda, I'm going to have to agree with you to a certain degree that, you know, the government is in our business and dictating what we could and what we can and cannot do. And you know, they're making these kids get shots at under the age of 12 years old. I mean, you don't even need your parents' consent. You can just go in and say, I want the shot and get it. And then go home and tell your parents, I took the shot without your permission. And so, you know.
Yeah, they can
right.
also they can also get abortions without telling their parents. They can, you know,
yeah.
have sex education in the schools that's like pornography. They have all kinds of mess that we have nothing to say about.
Well, right now on the elementary level, they are showing a film about whether you want to be a boy or a girl or she or him or shim. And I'm going to leave that right there. I'm not going to elaborate. That's going to be one of our topics, though, one day, because we're going to have to talk about what they're doing to the kids in elementary school right now. Okay? They're making them be something that they don't want to be. They're not giving them a choice to be who they want to be. They're pushing it down their throat and pushing it down the parents' throat and everybody else's throat on what they want them to be. But without further ado, I want to go to our professor. He's a real professor. He teaches at a real university. He teaches real students. He's about as sharp as a razor blade on a lot of the subject matter and topics and social justice, as well as our commentary that he does every single week. Without further ado, take the floor, Professor Reams. Are we really free? Do we have freedom, justice, and equality? Let's hear from our professor, Professor Reams. Please, take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. First of all, when we're looking at our individual and our feelings and our mental state of freedom, I would say definitely yes, I agree with the panel. But the one thing that we have to remember is that regardless of whether you are in this country or another country, when we subscribe to civilization and we're in civilization right now, we still have our own individual power, but it's also dictated by what others are doing that we're working with, such as common laws such as stop signs or how we behave based on laws that have been voted in by legislation and of course by our wonderful legislators, something like future Senator Annette Davis-Jackson, of which there are things that in society that we as people have agreed to as a way of rules of engagement. So with the individual, when we pray to God, when we move forward, God makes a way for us. There's always going to be obstacles anywhere or anything or in life. It doesn't matter whether you're here or in Africa or anywhere else. There are just going to be limitations that are going to hit us physically. But that doesn't mean that mentally and spiritually that we're limited by the limitations that civilization provides us. Because in some cases you have folks who just leave civilization completely and go somewhere else just to live their lives in whatever way they have, which is their freedom of choice to do. But when it comes down to what the government says and what it's doing and all of these things that are there, then we have to adhere. I mean, this gets on the idea of render unto Caesar what is Caesar, render unto God what is God. With God, we have the freedom to do anything we want, but when we render unto Caesar, if the rules that we've agreed to are part of the policies that we have agreed to through our legislation, then we have to be good stewards and good representatives of the Lord by saying that we will follow the rules that we have agreed to. So in that sense, that's where the freedoms are limited. That's why in the Constitution or even in some other areas where it says your freedom ends, but when my fist begins, so that I can't dictate to you what you're going to do. You can't dictate to me. So within that individual, we have the freedom to change our mind or not to participate or not to be involved and do all these things together. When it comes to a collective, this is where the spirit and working together and following the rules, as you would go to a concert, as you would go to a grocery store, of the rules and engagement, where our freedoms get modified in order to adhere to what we agreed to. But overall, yes, we do have freedom because we were free to create these rules in the first place and have the freedom to be able to agree to them in order to make society stronger and also to support everyone that's in this collective with us. So with that in mind, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow. Let's give a big hand for Professor Ring. Thank you, Professor Ring. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I want to, before we close out on this subject matter and this topic, our second topic, which is, are we really free? And I'm talking to everybody on Instagram and Facebook Live. Are you really free? Do you really feel freedom and justice and equality and fair treatment for all people across the board? If you feel free, like I said, just shout it out on Instagram and shout it out on Facebook. Are you really free? Oops. And we'll go from there. And I just want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, as you close us out on this subject matter, are we free? Do we have freedom and justice and equality? Not only in Black History Month, but all year round. Are we free? Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Another hot-button topic. But being the last host of this show, co-host of this show, to come in and follow up on the large and giant shoes of Annette Jackson, Professor Ring, Vera Jones, Solana Jones, Linda Goldie, listen to you in between those comments, you make that hard to feel. So with me being asked that question, are we really free, I would have to kind of climb on many of the backs of those answers that we have already heard. You know, it's that individual, his state of mind. Is he physically free? Is he spiritually, or is she spiritually free? So there are many elements to this freedom because there are so many different elements in our society that we all have challenges at. And so we have the freedom to overcome and dominate these challenges and to make whatever we dream or vision to become. But at the same time, in many of our communities, we have obstacles. You know, we have racism still. We have police profiling, the violence, the drugs. And so some of these elements still kind of enslave some people in certain states of their mind and certain states of their life. But we are free to overcome and get through and dominate those elements, and we could become that doctor, that lawyer, that scientist, that astronaut, that pilot, that mechanic, the painter, whatever it is, a shop printer, a business person. So we have these avenues to reach the freedoms in the part of the life that we have, but as each person, as individuals, are we willing to accept the challenges to take advantage of the freedoms we have to become that? And so this is a great hot topic, Pastor Eddie. I want to thank everybody that's on this show who has participated with this most difficult, challenging question during the time of Black History Month. Pastor Eddie, you're knocking it out the park.
Well, thank you very much. Let's give Clarence M. Allen a big hand. Let's give Clarence a hand.
Amen, Clarence.
The regular. Superb.
Now, I was learning from Annette Jackson yesterday, great job, about going into this certain app on my phone that I'm going to start doing during the show. So I'm going to be on Zoom, Facebook Live, Instagram, and this other app. Annette Jackson, what's the name of that app that you were telling me about that you sent to me last night? Annette, are you there? Annette Jackson, Senator-to-be. Hello, Annette. Did we lose her? Okay, maybe she's on hold. We'll come back and talk about that app a little bit later. I'm going to put that app on there, and that way it goes into a room, and everybody can be in the room. They see your face. So between Zoom and soon, we're just going to keep pushing this further and further. We're not going to stop doing the show, okay? Okay, because we have to keep doing the show because we have to keep talking about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And like I said, either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And we need to get ready, because there's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. So we need to be ready. And if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where there's no smoking guns. It's the real deal, Holyfield. And we talk about real talk. Oh, yeah, we talk about God, because without God, it means nothing at all. So from there, I want to go I want to talk about your right to vote, because the voting is going to be coming up faster than you can imagine. So get your mind right for voting, okay, because if you don't vote, then your vote doesn't count. But if you do vote, your vote counts. Don't let anybody turn you away from a line. Don't let anybody tell you if you get out of line, you can't get back in line. Don't let anybody tell you if you need some water, you can't go get any water and get back in line. Don't let this whole voting game manipulate your mind and your freedom and your right to vote. With that being said, I want to go to Professor Reem. Could you just elaborate just a bit on our right to vote? Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Yes, thank you. The right to vote has been since the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which allowed all involved to be able to have a right to vote. Prior to this time, there was issues of poll tax and things that would suppress the vote because there was fear that the vote would not sway in the way of those that are in power, which would also result in more rights and more privileges for African Americans to be able to be part of the society and making decisions. And so over the years, it's had to be each and every time, and it has to be reapproved as part of the amendment. And so even back as 4 or 5 years ago, it was voted in with unanimous approval. But then since that time, we've had a different Congress involved in light of the fact that there has been the controversy over what happened in the 2020 election, which resulted in many of the states putting in stricter voting rules and taking the action to do that. Now, let's remember, the right to vote is the right to vote. We're not losing it. But it's also in the provision where each state is allowed to put in its own provisions in order to avoid potentials for fraud or forms of fraud overall. This has led some to speculate on voter suppression since there was the issue dealing with how the vote was done in the 2020 election. So as we have been saying over and over again, the step that you want to do is today contact your Secretary of State, your state voting office, and find out what the rules are. If you need a special ID, it's part of state law. You have to get that ID. If you need to update your driver's license or whatever it is and you need a birth certificate or so, now is the time to get whatever is needed so that on the day to vote, your vote will not be denied. The other thing is ability to get practice ballots or so that you can review or whatever can be done. You want to make sure that the ballot is filled out completely and accurately, because otherwise if there's any type of mistake in some of the states, they will throw them out. Also, you need to take a look at the dates when early voting is available and also whatever provisions you can use for mail-in votes so that you have the timing down sufficiently to put it in at the time. And it doesn't hurt that if you do a mail-in voting that you're able to walk it to the actual voting location, find out where your nearest voting location is. There has been talk where in you know, communities of color, the access to voting boxes and or access to voting precincts have been reduced. Okay, that means that if you wait to the last minute, you will be in a long line. That's why now we have a good 9 months before the actual voting begins. Come up with a plan. If it means that people are having difficulty getting to it, start a carpool and or rent a van or a bus so that everybody gets there. The major thing that's going on now with the voting efforts is to get everyone registered, and that if the person doesn't have access, being that person to take the voters to that location. Now, in California, it's totally different. We have voting boxes all over the place. So, I was able to vote 5 minutes away from my home. I also have the app which showed me that my vote had been received and that it had been counted on my phone. And that only took 3 days later as opposed to using the mail, because unfortunately the Postmaster General made it difficult to vote. So they suggested during our campaign is to put it in voting boxes because that was a lot easier. They're secured and the shenanigans wouldn't happen. So whatever's going to happen with Louis DeJoy, let's see what occurs. But if you have access to voting boxes, those are just as good, or to personally take it to the precinct that you're going to be voting on. But it's all based on starting early, knowing the rules, getting everything ready, and then even considering taking a day off, knowing that you may have a long wait if you don't vote early, or just planning meticulously before November comes around. So it is important. We have the vote like our life depends on it, because this is your right to vote. And as I say to all of my students and colleagues, being in a democracy is not a spectator sport. It is an active part of your day-to-day freedom that you have to participate in this society as a whole. So, and as Pastor Jones and all of us on the panel says, our ancestors died for our right to vote. So it would be a slap in the face against the legacy standing on their shoulders that we did not exercise our freedom to vote. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, Pastor Reed, thank you.
Pastor Reed.
Can I follow it up?
Thank you so much. Did you say something, Brother Clarence?
Yeah, can I follow up? I got something for you.
Yeah, go right here. Drop it like it's hot.
I don't care who you are or what you were. Get your act out and vote. They be
Okay.
Well done, you are excellent. Excellent.
I apologize, Fast Yeti, but I had to say this.
Hold on.
Jennifer Lewis.
Okay. All right, okay.
Live on the Eddie Justin Jones radio show.
Oh, my gosh, man. Okay, look. You know what? That was funny. That was funny. But I want to say to all the pastors that are on the line, all the ministers and reverends and the deacons and the deaconesses that are on the line, I want to send a shout-out to Minister Terry Herbert. I want to send a shout-out to Angela Hunter, Brother Reginald White, and everybody. I just want to say, it didn't say what you thought it said. It said, get your aspirin, like a headache, out and vote. Get your aspirin out and vote.
No smoking gun, Pat Yeti. No smoking gun.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That was funny, Clarence. I like that, man. That was funny. Yeah, get your aspirin out there and vote. Okay, so and take away that headache, you know. Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful. Now it's time for us to get into our other segment of the show. But before we do, Annette Jackson is running for senator in the state of Georgia. I would just like for her to take a moment to elaborate on what that means and why. Why do you want to be the senator in the state of Georgia, and what are you going to do to make some changes there? Go right ahead. Take the floor. Let everybody know how to reach out to you, your website. Go right ahead, Annette Jackson. Annette Jackson, are you there? Do we lose her? Okay. She's not there. I don't know why. I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties on her half, but we'll see if we can get her back in at the end of the show or somewhere in between before we get off the show. I want to ask her a few questions about why she wants to be the senator in the state of Georgia, and I just want to talk a little bit about that. Now, I want to go back. Minister Terry Herbert said on Facebook Live, they want to limit our freedom, but we are free in spirit, okay? So the government wants to limit our freedom, but we're free in the spirit of God, all right? And then she said, amen. So I want to send a shout-out to Minister Terry Herbert. Want to send a shout-out to Stage One on Instagram. Thank you, guys. And, yes, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. While we're waiting, let me give you our word of the week. Our word of the week. Get your pen out. I'm going to give you the scripture of the week, and I'm going to give you the word of the week right now. And then we're going to go into our regular segments. We got words of wisdom. We have mental health in you, financial literacy, regulate the manual, poetry in motion, and health and wellness, and, of course, the commentary. You don't want to miss it on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Amen. Our word of the week is omnipotent. That is our word of the week, omnipotent. And you can use that and make it applicable to you, to how you want to use that word. But that's the word of the week, omnipotent. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. And it reads, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that one more time. You want to write that down. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. And it reads, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. And the word of God for the people of God. Now, the reason why I picked that scripture is because why are they doing all this stuff with Omicron and Delta variant and all this? The people are groaning. Some want to take their mask off. Some want to not have to worry about Omicron. It's just been a mess. So that's why I picked that scripture. And I'm going to share it one more time and let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, and it reads, when the righteous thrive, amen, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. And this big old mess over the city council, I'm so glad Herb Weston is going to step into that seat so he can regulate the 10th district, because nobody's been there to answer for anything going on in the 10th district. So now we have, Debbie Taylor shouted out that Herb Weston is good for the position. And I want to send a shout-out to Debbie Taylor. Thank you for your opinion. And I think that Herb's going to do a good job, and now the constituents and the stakeholders can call down to the office and get whatever help they need in their district. Okay? So with that being said, it's now 10:33 a.m. We're going into our regular segment. We're going to start off with health and wellness. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Vera Jones, are you there?
Yes.
Hello,
can you hear
me? Guys
hear
me?
Oh, yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, go right ahead. Take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. Well, before I begin this particular segment, I just want to mention a disclaimer that I am not a doctor and everything is not for everyone. And this particular item that I'm going to discuss The side effect may be some may experience diarrhea, maybe an upset stomach or heartburn. And this particular item is acidic, so it can also lower your potassium level. And let's begin with it. That particular item has the mother in it, and it is called apple cider vinegar. Now, I was speaking about some of the side effects, which also I can mention some may experience cramps or frequent to go to the bathroom on a regular basis. And this particular item is one that is healthy, it's organic, and gluten-free. It's unfiltered and unrefined. And this particular item is one that is good for balancing blood glucose. Some may use it to lose weight. We can wash and cleanse our fruits and our vegetables to get off the pesticides. We can use this as a cleaning agent by just putting it in a mason jar with some orange peels and a little water. We can also use apple cider vinegar to brighten our laundry. And let alone, let's use it in the kitchen and make a salad dressing with some herbs and some olive oil. We can also put just a fourth of a teaspoon in our pet bowl. It's like a natural dewormer. And it's a great antioxidant that will help kill parasites and worms. So this particular item has a lot of different enzymes, different proteins, and it's beneficial for bacteria that we have. And it's also, since it's fermented, there is a pectin inside. And this particular pectin can do many things for our body. And some of the benefits will include it will improve your hair shine and strengthen brittle hair, or if your hair is dull, or if you have itchy scalp, you can put it into a spray bottle with water. You can also use this with the Aztec clay and make a hair mask. And this can also be used to lower blood sugar levels that many diabetics have. So some that are experiencing kidney stones or gout, this is very useful as well. Now, it also lowers the blood pressure, as I mentioned earlier. So if you like, you can also use this to help reduce inflammation and arthritis with joint pain. And you can do that by just soaking in the tub in about 3 cups of apple cider vinegar and some warm water. Now, we can use this to release some mucus from our body as well if you're having a sinus problem. So don't forget about your feet. We can use it as a foot soak. Now, due to timing, I want to mention this is a drink that you can have perhaps every day on an empty stomach, maybe about 20, 30 minutes before you eat. It's the morning detox drink, and it is just 2 tablespoons of lemon, apple cider vinegar with honey and cinnamon. Just stir and drink, and it tastes great warm. And if you can, and if you need to, if you have a problem with indigestion or acid reflux, you can also have this at night to help improve your immune system. And last but not least is if you have teens that have acne, they could use this to help them get rid of those things. So I hope that you can pull out your apple cider vinegar, the organic with the mother, and my favorite is the Bragg's. And let me mention, they now have, which I have some, they also have the apple cider vinegar with the honey already in it, and that may taste better for those that do not like the taste. So get your apple cider vinegar with the mother and enjoy.
Amen, amen, amen. Well done. At this time, without further ado, I want to thank you so much for health and wellness, because we need health and wellness, and apple cider vinegar is good for you. It's time for Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones, and here it is, Black History Month. Talana, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Okay. And Today I'm going to share something that I have. I'm right
here. Go right here. Yeah.
So I was saying this today's words of wisdom, I've shared this poem previously, but I would love to share it again. I pray you enjoy. It's called You So Black. And you so black, when you smile, the stars come out. You so black, when you were born, the God came out. Black as night, when it's wrong, black when it's right. Black is a pyramid. Black is mathematics. Black is melanized and magic. Black is televised and in need of advancement. Black enhances. Black with chances. Black with privilege. Black with pride. Black on purpose on the backhand side. Black and beautiful. Black is blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord for you. Black is so much more. Black is nothing less. Black is educated and is brilliant. Black is strong. Black is resilient. Black is a song, infinite like hip-hop or space. Black is great. Black is love. Black makes babies. Black babies grow up. Black is tough. Black is hard to do. Black is me. Black is you. Black is something that we get to choose. Black is not something that we get to choose. Black is something that we cherish. It's something that we wear and something that we get to rock with honor. Black is, I'm like my daddy and my great-great-great-grandmother. Black is that lift every voice and sing. Black is letting your freedom ring and resound. Black is an adjective, adverb, color, and noun. You so black. Oh, you so black. You smile, the stars come out. Baby, you so black. When you were born, the God came out. Thank you.
All right, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, I love this. Thank you for the words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. And at this time, without further ado, I'm going to go right to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, give us some poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Take the floor, Linda Goldie. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, piggybacking on that, I have something called color. When I see colors, I don't get frightened or upset because I have an artist eye that sees what others might deny. There's beauty in the color scheme if you can see it in your dream of uniting humankind to form a pattern in your mind. Each kind of color has a place in God's creation. There's no race to compete. It's all complete the way that he intended. When we are befriended by another, she's our sister, he's our brother. And even when they don't act right, they're in the family. Don't fight to gain the upper hand when you should understand that differences are what God planned and wove it all together in a cloak that included colors when he spoke.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie. That's
Amen,
and
Linda.
That was nice. Yeah. 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 All right. So we have Words of Wisdom by Quanah Tong. Poetry in Motion by Linda Goldie. And without further ado, it's time to go to Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. Regulate, Regulator, take the floor.
Basically, I have attempted to go through some of the ways of the gang members and have entered into some of the gang. Also, keep in mind the many infiltrations by the enemy who perpetrate the role of the gang members. There may be some other avenues and options to enter the gang that become a gang member. There may even also be some other requirements to join the gang that I'm not aware of and know nothing about. What about the wannabe gang members who are willing to enter the gang? Out of all of the doors, avenues, and ways that it takes to enter the gangs, the average gang member will have to enter through one of these methods. There are no real actual places of business above ground for the gang members to establish. The majority of the places for business of the gang members are virtual gang member business above the ground. The majority of the business is done on what we can call and is supposed to be on the other underground. There are no flashing business signs displayed in advertising. There are no phone numbers posted. Who do you call? There are no doors to knock on and say, are you open for the gang member's business? To become a gang member, there are no yellow brick roads to lead you along your way. There are no breadcrumbs to follow, like presto, you are a gang member. Sometimes, since some of these ways can seem to work, you can believe this. If the gang members want you in as a gang member, if the gang members can use you as a gang member, or if the gang members have a place for you as a gang member, if the gang members want to get you in, they will come calling on your number. The gang members will find you and bring you in. The question is, kid, what will you do when the gang members come calling on you? Will you man up or punk the gang? What will you do? Consider this. When the gang members usually catch up with their victim, it will be when they're locked in and outnumbered. There will be nowhere to run. There will be no one around. Who will see you? It will be only for you and the gang members. I think that you better check the back of your pants now, kid. You can only get that and regulate the manual. That is a short portion of the gang members. We are strolling through the gang members. We will be entering the characters of the gang members next week. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the listeners for listening inside of the gang members, only found inside of Regulate the Manual.
Wow, that was
okay,
amazing.
Clarence.
That was amazing, Clarence. Amazing.
Check the back of your pants.
The regulator.
My God.
Go out.
Now, without further ado. I'm sorry, did I hear somebody singing Go Out and Vote?
That was me, Dad.
Did I hear somebody? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, hold on a second. Before we go any further, we're going to do the commentary in just a few minutes. But before we do the commentary, I just want to, you know, remember I told you earlier I wanted to do just a little bar of this. Okay. Wait, let me go back a little bit here. And there we go. Yeah, let's get this out the way. Let's see. All right. Okay. Now, without further ado, it's time for the commentary. Go ahead, Professor Reams, please take the floor. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. It's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. I hope you have enjoyed our show. This is about black history, which is never going to be a mystery unless we stop talking about it. And we should never stop talking about black history, because black history is every single day, 365 days a year, okay? So without further ado, a real professor with a real word, with a real commentary, Professor Reams, take the floor. Please give us the commentary.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Thank you so much also, the brilliant co-host and co-producers, because once again, my piece of paper is full of all the wonderful ideas that have been shared. So we're going to go through each and every co-host and their contribution. But as we've mentioned, Black History Month is, we've gone to the past, but I also want to remind people that each and every day we are making history overall. So with the brilliance of everyone on the panel, we are also in the legacy of creating and continuing the legacy of those who came back by the things that we do to that celebrates their life and their existence, and others will celebrate our life and existence for what we contribute to Black history. So with Pastor Jones, of course, you're the wonderful historian. You've worked with celebrities and the Jacksons and all these other things, and your feet are phenomenal in dealing with social justice. That is a reminder of how one person has made a difference, just like King and just like Jesus Christ, on changing the direction that we're going. So thank you so much for Pastor Jones for all that you're doing. When we get to Cousin V in healthcare, an amazing, amazing thing, not only healthcare, but also keeping us abreast of what sports are, but also having the vision with Pastor Jones to create the show, which is touching people not only in this country, but around the world. Now, Clarence, we're reminded of gangs and all, but also the prolific writing of Clarence Allen as a historian, but also as a prophet, because the fact that with our discussion of the gangs is an issue and a barrier that we are still having to face. Even though that we've talked about being spiritually free and having the freedom to make our decisions, these are still the barriers and monsters that Clarence has shared with us that we have to overcome as we are lifting up our voices and trying to overcome them as best we can. Talata, You So Black, that was phenomenal because it shows and reminds us on the show that the power that we have, the omnipotent power that we all have because we have the ability to do anything when we put our mind to it. And so when the person smiles and the stars come out, and when the person smiles and the gods come out, that is just breathtaking of the power that we have and that we haven't used, but what we could use as we follow our path through God. To Dr. Granny V, you know, even though she does the disclaimer, the fact that in the light of all of this medical pills and things that we've been forced through commercials to deal with, the audacity that you have to come up with holistic medicine of natural, such as apple cider vinegar, such as the different herbs and spices, and the fact that you remind us that we have to commune with the Lord by going out and walking with nature, growing our own food, and also listening to his voice through the works that we do is simply phenomenal. Continue to do that because it provides a balance from the pharmaceuticals that would otherwise have us do others. To Melanie Aubrey and to also Dr. Aretha, shout out to both of you for the great work that you're doing, one in finance, the other in mental health. And I got my two hugs from Linda Goldie, dealing with not only colors, but also her wonderful first poem that gave us a wonderful reminder of how we're counting our blessings, but we gain rewards as a reminder of how God works. But the one thing that got to me with colors is that God has an artist's eye, others, while others deny what he's seeing. And in all of us and our historians and all the people who came before us, he saw something in all of us that he said that we had to be here, to be at this moment, to move his word forward and to get us in the direction that we're supposed to be going in his eye. And in reference to that, we also go to our guest of Annette Davis Jackson, making history each and every day by having the audacity to run for Senate in light of everything else and reminding us that we have the freedom. We can take what we put our mind to it by having, using that omnipotent power to believe that we can do it. We just have to take action. And then in our show where we paid homage to Selma Burke, Mae Jemison, C.J. Walker, Don Cornelius, and Famous Amos, and also the Lone Ranger, my favorite, of Mr. Bass, it has been a joy to just listen and to hear all of the history and the fact that we are in good company when we're making history together as we are doing what we can. So in our way with the show, we are lifting up everybody's voice to think about their truth, their light, through the way that God is working with them, because with all of us doing that, it allows us to say that with Black History Month, we shall overcome and continue to do that, whether it's this year for 2020 or 2022 or 2024, we shall continue to overcome. And with that, that's my commentary.
Professor Lee!
What a fantastic commentary. Wow. That was
That
slamming the trunk.
Higher than the mountain is sitting in the river. You slamming the trunk, Brother Clarence, on our limo?
Man, don't get
okay.
your head caught up in that trunk.
Wow. Okay, to all you wonderful listeners out there, thank you so much. The people that came on Facebook Live, thank you so much, everybody. Monica Mo Poet, Whitley, I want to thank you, Monica Whitley. I want to thank you, Terry Herbert, for your wonderful words. You put hallelujah. They died for us to have the right to vote. That was from Minister Terry Herbert. I just want to thank everybody. Let's see, I also saw another person on. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, there we go. So many people that came on Facebook Live. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Debbie Taylor. Thank you, all the new people that have come out. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Monday, and boy, do we have a show for you. It's going to be the last weekend, the last Monday of Black History Month, so we're going to put together some more positive, uplifting information about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. Whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember the five C's: cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion for whoever and whatever's trying to make you upset. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion. And remember, patience. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And we have to be patient while we're on our way to our success. We have to be patient while we wait on God to help us do what we are going to do. We got to be patient when we're dealing with our family members and our loved ones. We got to be patient when we're out in the streets driving on the freeway. Patience. Remember, our word of the week is omnipotent. Omnipotent is our word of the week. And our scripture was Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. And so I don't own the rights to this song at all, but it's something that I want to share because it's our black anthem. It's our black anthem. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, rings with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as lifting skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song for the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Amen. I would do the whole song, but we don't own the rights to that. But that's our national black anthem. Yes, so everybody should be proud.
Amen.
That's our national black
anthem. Amen.
Amen. You know, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and I want to just go around and get some closing remarks. Linda Goldie, give us your closing remarks, Linda Goldie.
Well, I think today was amazing to me because I didn't come into it with the best attitude, but you know, just listening to you, I wrote a very short poem. It's called Tenacity. I love your firm tenacity in spite of all audacity and strife that threatens all the best there is in life. So,
wow, that's so nice. Thank you, Linda Goldie. That is so sweet.
Third hug.
I want to thank everybody for the hearts out there, for all the hearts. Just really quick, because we only got a few seconds left. Talana Jones, give us your closing remarks. Talana Jones, go right ahead.
I just want to say that I love you all, and I believe that just like you said that with the lift every voice and sing, I want to follow through with, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Amen.
Amen, amen. We don't own the right to but we shall overcome. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. With that being said, Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Okay, and this is still for Black History Month, and it's for any and everyone across the U.S. Let's just do what Don Cornelius did. Let's dance today, tomorrow, next week, and let's all love with peace and
all right, all right. Thanks a lot. Oh, that was really great. That's really great. Clarence and Mallet, please take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Yes, first, giving honor to God, glory to him. Thank him for creating Eddie Jones Jr. because he brings us this show regardless of all his other weekly activities or adventures. He comes to this show every Monday morning to bring us our civil rights, our constitutional rights, our human rights, love, knowledge, peace. I mean, it's just life empowering. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thanks to all of our listeners. Please share this on your social media channels, and let's let everybody know that it's time.
Amen, amen, amen. Right before we get the closing remarks from Professor Reams, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, hello. She said, yes, we are free. Annette Jackson, she's back on. Annette Jackson, are you back on?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's the end of the show, but hold that thought 1 second. Evangelist Virginia Valentine on Facebook Live said, yes, we are free, free in our mind, free in Jesus. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. No matter what we are, we're still free. Hallelujah. We got that from Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you. And now we're going to go to get some closing remarks from Annette, Senator to be of the state of Georgia. Annette Jackson, please give us your closing remarks.
Hey, the closing remarks. I just want to lift up Pastor Eddie Jones. And let me tell you why, right? You know what? We have to pray for leadership. It's just not the leadership of the White House. It's the leadership of the church, okay? The church is the source for all things. And I say that because Pastor Eddie Jones invited me. He sent me a flyer to go to the Content of Character series. I went to it on Saturday. So amazing. Let me tell you, I got a fire up under my bones. And let me tell you, the gospel cannot be hid within me. And I hope that for all who are listening, that the gospel will never be hid. We have to share the gospel like no tomorrow, because Pastor Eddie Jones did not make it. But guess what? He sent somebody else in me to make it to the Content of Character series. And I sent to Pastor Eddie Jones a way that you can be a part of this Content of Character series to produce what's happening in our nation, from, you know, the vaccines to government control to everything. It's we the people in order to form a more perfect union. But guess who has to do it? We have to do it. We have to do it. Nosotros, okay, in Spanish. So from the Spanish language to the Guatemalan language to the Russian language, let me tell you, all I can say is from that series, what it said is we are one. We are of one blood. We bleed that red blood that has been given to us by our Creator. Let us not have any divisions. I denounce divisions in the name of Jesus forever cast into the sea. And those are my closing arguments.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Annette Jackson. She's running for state senator in the ATL. So look out for Annette Jackson. Thank you, Annette, for your support. Thank you for your unconditional love. And without further ado, let's get closing remarks from Professor Reams. Please take the floor, Professor Reams. Give us your closing remarks.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. One thing to remember is that as we are achieving our goals, we want to also think about our legacy. We had course, Jesus Christ. We also have Queen and Zynga. We also have your Herb Wessons. These are folks who understood and know how to maneuver and how to do it in such a way to where he brings people along. So when we are moving forward together and when we are in the process of the overcoming, let's bring people along, lift them up, and share the word of God along with what he's done for us in getting to this point. Because we always, always do better when we keep it together in, as one, as Senator soon-to-be Annette Davis Jackson has mentioned. So with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Reams. Thank you so much to everybody out there. I love you. I love you guys.
Amen.
Amen. What a show. What a show. I want you to have the best week ever. The best week ever. And here's the big question that I always ask on our show. And I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. Thank you for the hearts, you guys. Thank you, everybody on Instagram. Thank you, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. And next week, we're looking forward to being on Zoom. So everybody can be in the room, like hundreds of people, so thousands of people. So here's the real question. With the brink of war going on and voting rights going on and freedom and justice and equality going on, Marvin Gaye said it really clear, and I don't own the rights to this music, but I want y'all to have a wonderful week, and I love you. But here's the question. What's going on? What's really going on? Amen. What's going on?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we
Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.